that's where you'll find the unleavened bread. And the second part is a whole lot easier, where you'd be able to peel up the entire plastic to get to the grape juice. So if you want to take a quick moment and try to peel that plastic up, why don't we pray as we begin, and we're going to do this. Jesus, we thank you, God, that you help us today. You blessed us. We're thankful for our Easter Sunday. God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We ask you, God, that you allow the Holy Ghost to minister through this time of communion. Bless those that are online. Bless those that are here this morning. We give you all the praise, all the glory, in Jesus' name. So as we begin, it's on this Easter Sunday morning that we as a church are now going to partake of the memorial that Jesus himself put into place. The memorial is referred to as the Lord's Supper. So before we partake of this supper, I'd like to ask you to stop and to consider just for a moment the thought of what Jesus' purpose for us in observing this memorial or this communion is all about. Communion is a form of a spiritual union, one that God had ordained for that of his church, and the purpose of communion was, and it really is, to unify the body of which he, Christ, died for. Communion is meant to bring about a close association with we as God's people, and that is for the purpose of us together building upon that of our relationship with each other and, of course, with God. Before we begin, I want us to stop and to say to you as a church how that on a very consistent basis, it'd be good for you, do each of us good, to take an inventory of that of your soul's condition. And as for you as parents, it's also good for you with your families to also to do the same. Say, well, why is that? I'll tell you why. It's because if you're going to live for God in this end time hour, then it's you who needs to live for God with all of your heart, your mind, and all of your soul. And you can't do this if you as an individual, even as a family, if there's no unity and if there's no peace that abides. Communion, my friends, is not a light thing. And before we partake of it this morning, I would say that you would fare well to consider the condition of your soul. And I believe that at this time, as a church and as a church family, we want to stop for a moment to ask God to look into our own heart. And then to ask God, if need be, to forgive us and to cleanse our hearts and our minds. And then as a body of believers, we're going to move from that toward the purpose in this communion that Jesus had redeemed and saved us all, to be a unified church and to be one with him. So let's just pray. And it doesn't take 30 hours to ask God to forgive you. If you've got something in your heart, clean it up. Jesus, again, we come to you. God, you're the one that searches the heart and that tries the reins. We ask you, God, today that you, in this communion, that you would reach into every heart and every life. And if there's anything, God, that needs to go from the eldest to the youngest to all that are here online, that God, that you would allow that Holy Ghost to be that cleansing power and that refreshing power in our soul, in our life. We give you praise, Jesus, and we give you our thanks today in Jesus' name. All right, if you would turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 26. Matthew, chapter 26. And we're going to begin our reading this morning at verse number 26 through 28. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and he blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and he said, "Take and eat, this is my body." And he took the cup, and he gave thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, "Drink you all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." So after partaking of the bread, Jesus took the cup, he gave thanks. And what the cup was that Jesus offered was a symbol of his blood that would be shed for them. The bread symbolized his body that was broken. And today we're going to seek to bring into our present mind the fact that Jesus gave, that he suffered, and that he offered his life in exchange for ours. Turning now to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11. So if your cups are ready, here we go. 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, we're going to read verse number 24. When he had given thanks, he brake it, and he said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." So let's take the bread. Verse 25 and 26 carries on. It says, "For as oft as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, that, and let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." So let's take our juice. Let's just thank him. Jesus, we praise you. We are thankful. Thankful for your sacrifice. Thankful, God, for your blood. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory today. The privilege to serve you, the privilege, God, to follow after you. We love you, Jesus, and we lift you up today. God, we magnify and we glorify you, God. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. It is on this Easter Sunday morning that I just want to take a few minutes to speak to you on a title that somewhere and really at some time in our lives, every one of us in an unguarded moment in our lives, can become vulnerable in doing. If you would turn with me now to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3. Let's stand together. Proverbs, chapter 3, we're going to be reading verses 1 through 10. "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, and write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes, and fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine." Jesus, one more time we pray. And we ask you, God, that you open up our ears to hear this morning. Allow the Holy Ghost to speak to us. Help us, Lord, in our walking with you, our lives with you, God, never to be found guilty of what we're going to discuss and talk about today. We give you all the praise, all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. So every one of us, in an unguarded moment, in a time of our life, we can become vulnerable of doing what I'm going to preach to you about this morning. This morning I want to speak to you on this thought: don't forget. Don't forget. If there's one thing that I could say to you this morning about growing older, it is the fact that my memory is not as good as it used to be. I have the tendency to forget names. Often I have the tendency to forget the things that my wife has asked me to do. And as the years seem to carry on, I could look you in the eye and I could tell you with all honesty how that if it wasn't for tomorrow that is on its way, just, you know, like yesterday that's now gone, I'm afraid that I no doubt at times would forget. Oh, right. It's tomorrow. Yeah, yesterday's gone. It's throughout the stages of each of our lives that I'm sure that before me and listening in today, there are those of you who in your lives could testify to the fact that there are and there have been circumstances as well as situations in your life that you, whatever the reason may be, would say that you're happy to forget. To forget such times as the incident or the hurt, maybe the pain that you felt, etc. Then in the church world, I'm sure that there are those of us who could tell you how that it is you who would choose to forget, and you're not wanting to remember the trials that you had gone through as well as the valleys that you in your life had to walk through. See, what I'm saying to all of you today is the fact that our memory, church, friends, today is something that at times is that which we would wish we could simply just allow some memories to be which are wiped away. But it is our minds that act like a wrecker. It's our eyes that see what we see and our minds that cause us to remember. And sometimes in the bitterness of a moment and of time, we do remember and we wish we could forget. And at other times, there's things that we need to remember and that we also forget. Maybe for some today, life has been likened to a bowl of cherries, but I'd have to say to you that primarily before it was I who turned my life over to Jesus Christ. My life, and maybe some of yours, might have had cherries in it, but at times I'd have to say more often than not, or more often than I would care to tell you today, that from what my memory tells me, it was sure full of a lot of pits, a lot of falls, downfalls. In concerns to our memory, there are some things that are vital both to our health and our well-being that none of us should ever choose to forget. You know, things like your wife or maybe your husband's birthday, your anniversary, the day that you first met. Maybe it's your child or your children's birthdays. Yeah, you probably don't want to forget stuff like that. You don't want to forget your wife or your husband's name. You do well not to forget such things as these. And this morning, it's I who wants to share with you a topic and really a subject that you also in your life would do, and you'd fare well not to, in your life, to forget. Yeah. I, for one, have never forgotten the day that Jesus Christ forgave my sins and how that my sins were washed away in baptism. And even though it happened on the same day, I would never forget how well that God had filled me with the gift of the Holy Ghost, evidenced by my speaking in an unknown tongue. Yeah. But I want you to know, however, that it is a human trait, how that people, including the likes of some of you, are they who in their lives who quickly at times forget. We forget acts of kindness that was or were bestowed upon you by another. Really, how often is it after the opening of gifts at Christmas time or on your birthday when a conflict arises in your home, you know, with your spouse, your siblings, or even with that of your friends, that you forget that you forgot the sacrifice that was made in order to bring you happiness. And without much thought, it's you who would fling yourself into a full scrap of words and insults for whatever the injustice that you felt in your life you were facing. Whereas you who now in a retaliation against them, there you go and you forget what was given and what was done. Is it whatever it is now is suddenly gone. You know, unless you live a life in a fairy tale life or a lifestyle, you know exactly what I'm telling you today. We forget. Oh, honey, you know, thanks a lot for that beautiful gift. Dad, Mom, thanks for the new iPhone. Thanks for the money. Thank you for making this Christmas or my birthday or our anniversary so special. And the next day or maybe a few days from such an event, in an argument or in the midst of a heated disagreement, it's you who, instead of remembering the good that was shared or bestowed upon you, It is you then who utters the words, jerk. Come on, folks. You think about it. Unless you're living in a world of disillusion, you cross that path. It could be a week later and you know, you spilt the, you didn't iron the clothes, or you spilt the, you burnt the toast, you spilt the milk on the carpet you just cleaned. What a jerk. That was only a week after Christmas. One of the hardest things it is for we as creatures of habit to do in concerns of that are humanly, fleshly traits is in and during the hard times and the tough times and the times that you, in your life, when it's you who'd say that your world really is completely going upside down, is for you or many of us in our lives to be the ones to reflect upon all of the good that we have had and had had in our lives up until that time. Just go back a couple of months and maybe last year and you think about, wow, no, I'm sitting right here in the garbage can and I'm really upset. So that means it's easier for me or for you to go around telling someone just how bad you've got it during a certain time of your life than it is for you to stop and to instead reflect upon all the good that your life has previously had bestowed upon you. Ready? You know, the raise that you got from work, the gifts that you received from others, the fact that you're in good health and you are truly in your life not really going without. Now, you may not have all that you want, but upon a close inspection of what it is that you do have, for the majority of us, we have what we need. And with all that I've said to you on this Easter morning thus far, there remains to be in our life and your life something that is even more important that you and I should never forget. Don't forget that not only in the bad times of your life, but also in the good, that it is God who has blessed you and who continues to bless you, whether or not you deserve it or not. Sometimes we don't deserve it, and He still pours out His blessings. There's a song that goes along the lines of something like this. Oh, be thankful for the good things that you've got. Oh, be thankful for the good things that you've got. For the good things that you've got are for many just a dream. So be thankful for the good things that you got. You've got two arms, two legs, two eyes, two ears. Many have jobs, and even though some are facing layoff, it's just a temporary layoff. We've got homes to live in. We've got food on our tables. We've got gas in the vehicle. We've got a vehicle. And God's blessed you. See, over the past 37 and a half years, and you know, listen, of late, I've mentioned that fact a lot, but not without a purpose, and especially today. Because it's I who could not begin to count for you all the things that Jesus has done, not for me only, but also for my family, for those who we know, and for those who in their lives, as I've already said, they don't deserve it. You think about what God's done for you, and you didn't even deserve it. Think what God's done for you, and how He's healed your body, and how He's blessed your life, and how He's kept His hand upon you. And what it is that I'm suggesting to you today is that you in your life don't get into the habit of just praising and thanking God when the cash is flowing, when your cupboards are filled with food, when your gas tank is on full instead of empty, when it's you who receives and has received from others things that you'd long to receive. Oh, that's the time to give Him praise, and that's the time to shout the glory. No. Along with that, don't forget God in the middle of your trial, in the time of your distress, even when it's you who would say that you're going through it. You know, a physical and emotional, or that of a spiritual time of pain and suffering. You hearing what I'm saying to you? Don't forget. Don't forget God. Don't forget that He's still there. Don't forget that God still loves you, that God cares for you. How many times has it been that we in our lives have heard the scripture, oh, well, it rains on the just and on the unjust. Yeah, well, maybe I'm the one that hates the rain. I don't want to hear about the rain as it comes down on my life, maybe your life. But you know, even when it's raining, you got to do yourself a favor and don't forget. And maybe you might say something like this, you know, Lord, I may not like what I'm going through and what I in my life even feel at times forsaken. But if it's you, God, who is going to be there with me, if you stop long enough to remember that it is God who's there with you. It's God that saved you and who is with you. In any one of your life circumstances, what I'll tell you this morning is this. It'll be a whole lot easier for you to endure them than it would be for you to spend your time complaining and griping about the fact that, man, am I ever going through it. We don't ever walk alone. Jesus said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. We're never left to our own devices, unless that's what you choose today when you walk away from God. But he's always there. He's there in our trial. He's there on our mountain. He's there on our way down, and he's there on our way back. Jesus is the one that's in our ship. Jesus is the one that is orchestrating our life's events. Jesus is the one that's on the pathway with us. So instead of hanging around in the mully grubs and complaining about going through it and always being in trouble, why don't you say, you know what? I thank God that I'm not alone. Have I lost any of you guys yet? No, you haven't left. Good. Then it's also in your mind to allow what I'm saying to you to sink in this Easter Sunday. This is Easter Sunday. We're on the morning time. Remember what it was that brought that. What it was that, pardon me, that was brought upon the children of Israel? What brought them God's disfavor? You know, they're heading towards the promised land. They just left Egypt with a high hand, with a whole lot of goods. They walked out of Egypt. Why did God get mad at them? I'll tell you why. Yeah, you're right. They forgot. They forgot at all that God had already done for them and had provided for them up until the time where they were now. Standing before the Red Sea, there they were. Jewels and gold and garments and riches. And they walked out of there like they were somebody come. And along comes Pharaoh's army, and they forgot. How many of us today would be honest enough to admit that really we or you yourself have uttered the words, "Why, you ungrateful?" Okay, well, thanks for being honest. What I'm saying is God also has got feelings. Didn't I heal your body last week? Didn't I bless you? Isn't me that walked through that trial with you? Why, you ungrateful. See, listen, church, friends, today, no matter how long it is that you've lived, or maybe for this present time, or considering to live your life for God, don't ever forget where you forget your commitment unto God. You know all that you said that you would do if God would hear your cry or answer your prayer? You know, if God would just heal you or maybe your child or your family member? If God would grant you that job, if God would only meet that need, if God would answer that prayer? Come on now, you already forgot? Don't you remember the vow, you know, similar to the one that was made to your spouse? I'll love you with all my heart, my mind, and my strength all the days of my life. And some people say, did I say that? Yeah, no doubt you did, but maybe it's just you that forgot. We forget. When we go on with life, we forget that vow. Because I'm going through it right now, troubling times. And so I forget. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter 9, book of Psalms, chapter 9, verse 17. Here the writer writes how that the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. If you do the research and if you look at the countries and the people who are in them who have forsaken God, and then answer for yourself whether or not the psalmist is correct when he declares such a verse in the book of Psalms. The nations that forget God, the wicked, and the nations will be turned into hell. So what I'm seeking to bring across to you today is this: as far as your life and as far as your walking with God is, don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget God. Don't forget all that you have and how you've been blessed. Now, it would probably be a good thing for you in your time of plenty to thank God for what it is that he's already provided for you. There's very few morning that I don't get up and I say, you know, God, thank you for my home. Thank you for my vehicle. Thank you for my health. Thank you for my family and their safety. And I do this, and when you thank God, and I say you should probably thank God for the good thing, it's not because I asked you to do it that you should do this. Not because you have been told to, but for you, my friends, not to forget. Don't forget. You just do it because I don't want to forget to say thank you. You know what this world is turning into? Very thankless people. Children don't thank their parents. One thing that really kind of shocked me everything that we did with my wife's parents, where they're living in the seniors' home there, that assisted living home, we would do little things for them. They never ceased to say thank you. On the way out the door, thank you. I want to say thank you. Thank you for ironing my clothes. Thank you for washing the clothes. Thank you for dinner. Thank you for opening the door. Thank you for buying me these things. Thank you, God, for all that you provided. Thank you, God, for Calvary. Thank you, God, for dying for me. Thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God, for all of your... Thank you. I don't want to forget. I don't want to have to teach my children to always... Well, what do you say? Well, what do you say? Why don't you just say to... Thank you. I don't want to forget that. You get in people's favor a whole lot faster when you don't forget instead of when you do. See, for those of you that are not in the church yet, why don't you do yourself a favor and don't continue to bypass the fact of the many opportunities that God is and that he's given you and continues to give you in order for you to make things right with him before in your life it's too late. Oh man, Pastor sure got them sinners there, didn't he? Boy, it's fifth rib. Yeah, well, as far as you that are in the church and who know better and who are really playing with the world and who in your life are all but flaunting your sins and your rebellion, your backsliding in God's face, don't you either forget that there are also two sides of God, the love side and the severity side of God. The Apostle Paul writes, and he puts it like this in the book of Romans, chapter 11. Romans chapter 11 and verse number 22. Romans 11 and 22, Paul writes this. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell severity, but towards thee goodness, if. Look at your neighbor and say, if. If thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe you forgot that. It's all about love, right? Yeah, it is. Well, don't forget severity. See, in times such as these during a pandemic, it is we that as a people of God should not forget to pray. But I want you to know it shouldn't take a pandemic to come about before it's you who in your life who learns how to earnestly pray. That God will be the one who in your life will guide you through the whatever circumstance that life at any time will bring upon you. Well, I'll wait for the pandemic. I'll wait till the death in my family. I'll wait for the job loss, and then I'll start talking to God. Well, why don't you do that now? Don't forget, folks, to thank God every day for what he, as your God, has done for you and what God continues to do. And let me say this morning, I want to bring this message really home to you. You know, it's Easter Sunday. Well, it's chocolate day. No. That's not chocolate day. Today is that day that Jesus rose from the dead. First, Jesus became the sacrifice on the cross, and it was he who cried out, "It is finished." And then 3 days later, Jesus rose triumphant in victory. On this day, as we commemorate as Easter Sunday, it was God who changed the direction of the world, as well as we the people in this world, and that forever, Sister Z. He changed the world starting today. And all that is I'm asking you to do this morning in your life is not to forget. Don't ever allow yourself to forget where it was that you came from. Don't forget all the years of the blessings that you have been privileged to be a partaker of. And instead of being the one, then why don't you share your testimony with all that give you their ear.
Hey, you know what? I want you to know that Jesus is risen, and because Jesus did, I'm alive and I'm well today. And if you listen to the words of my testimony, you and your life also can be alive and also free. As we stand together this morning, why don't you think about what Easter is all about? The sacrifice that was given, the blood that was shed, and your life that was spared. Why don't you take a moment and pray? God, thank you. I don't ever want to forget. I don't ever want to forget, God, what you've done for me.
I am blessed.
How you bless me, my family.
I am blessed.
We're together today. We're healthy.
Every day that
you've given us
I
peace.
Live,
you fulfilled many a promise. You healed our bodies. You touched our life.
When I wake.
Blessed our home. Jesus. Just don't forget. Don't forget.